Radio Free Palmer, 89.5 KVRF, presents Mushing Radio, hosted by Robert Forto. Mushing Radio is about dog-powered sports, living in the Great White North, and mushing. Visit our website at mushingradio.com. Here is your host, Robert Forto.
Hello and welcome, everybody. This is Robert Forto, and you're listening to Mushing Radio here on KVRF 89.5 in the Mat-Su Valley. RadioFreePalmer.org is our streaming site, and you can find us on MushingRadio.com as well as on Facebook and Twitter. Just search for Mushing Radio. It has been a while since we've done a mushing show. We've been doing kind of our back-and-forth episodes with dog training on our Dog Works Radio, and of course, every now and then, we find an excellent interview for our mushing show. And today is one of those. We're going to talk to a lady that has a campaign called Be Alive. Her name is Casey Randall. She is calling in from here in Anchorage, Alaska. Casey, how's it going?
It's going great.
Well, thank you very much for joining us today. Can you introduce yourself? Tell us who you are and what you're all about.
Yes, and I want to say thank you for having me. It's an honor to be able to talk with you today and to talk about Be Alive.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, thank you. And yeah, I'm Casey Randall. I live in Anchorage. I kind of lose count how many years now. I think it'll be 15 this year that I've been up in Alaska. And I'm a stay-at-home mom now with my two young children, and I homeschool. So, I mean, every day is an adventure for us, and we're busy and loving life.
So I know your name from a friend of mine, a good friend of mine named Hugh Neff. He does a show with me called The Gypsy Musher, and we talked about you a couple of years ago when you guys did a Halloween show or event down in Anchorage, and he brought his dogs down, and you guys gave rides to kids and things like that. So what is your connection with Hugh and just mushing in general?
Well, we love mushing. We've always enjoyed, cheering on the mushers. And, of course, the Iditarod and Yukon Quest and all the other great races that hopefully we get more snow to help them all out this year. But, it's been a couple, I don't even know, three years or so that Hugh and I kind of became more connected. We always cheered him on. And then I think I sent him a message one day or something, and then we just started talking and really got more connected when I know we're going to talk about this, but when I went through my journey with cancer and he saw what was happening, and my family had went down to Texas because I was getting treatment at MD Anderson. And, he's a great guy anyways, but then he goes and he was inspired by my story and the Be Alive stuff. And he went and named a dog after me. So there's a dog named Casey on his team. And, so that was super awesome. But then, of course, we got even more connected after that. And we did the Halloween 2 years ago. We should do it again next year. It was really fun. And we've gone up to his place and gotten awesome rides with the dogs. And we stayed connected throughout. And actually, he's going to have a patch this year. I need to get him a patch. He's going to have one on his sled going to Nome for Be Alive, which will be really cool.
Very cool. For folks that do know Hugh, he's one heck of a guy. I've known him for, 6-7 years now, and he's a great inspiration for the sport, along with so many other mushers out there. He's just one of those guys that has that charisma about him, and just about anybody that knows anything about mushing knows about Hugh and, of course, his trademark Cat in the Hat. Is that right?
Right. Yes, and he does so much for getting reading, out there, wanting kids to read, and not just to read, but he wants kids to get out there and just explore and live. And I mean, he just wakes up every day excited to. I mean, you hear him say he likes to make people smile, and he's passionate about what he does. So yes, we are big Hugh Neff fans, both for his mushing and just for him.
Well, let's definitely jump right in here, Casey, and talk about Be Alive. First off, is it a campaign? Is it an organization? Is it a little bit of both?
Well, it's a little bit of both right now. It's evolving. That's what, and we're letting it evolve, and we're excited about where it's going. We're really hoping to, you know, get it to be a nonprofit here soon, and then let that help. Then it will be able to reach more people and help especially people who have gone through illness and things like that. But just the message, Be Alive, is out there for everyone as well, because you don't have to go through something traumatic like that or to get the message to be alive in your life every day.
Right. You know, I found your Fit page for the first time late one evening this past weekend, and I read the introduction. I saw the picture there, and I guess, was that you standing there on Mount Marathon with the green sign that says Be Alive?
Yes, that's me, and that was from this last year. That was actually my first time getting to get back to the top of Mount Marathon since I guess 2010 is the last time I was up there, and I've had two children, and in 2011 I had my second child, my son, so I didn't run it that year, and then the next year I was diagnosed with cancer, and then went through treatment for 2012, and so it's been a while since I was able to, I've done the race seven times, and it's been a while since I had made it to the top, so that was a big moment, and I took the banner up. And it wasn't during the race for 2014. It was just before the race. And this year, I'm going to be in the race again. So it's going to be a great comeback for me just to do it again.
So before we start talking about the campaign, we got to let people know down, especially in the lower 48, that don't know anything about the Mount Marathon race. It is one heck of a race. It's one of the things that's on my bucket list, and I don't know if I can do it. And I've hiked a heck of a lot of 14ers in Colorado, but I don't know if I'm ready to race something like that. So tell us about what that event is and how that holds special to you.
Well, it's a great race because obviously for Alaskans, it's just kind of the grand race of all the mountain racing here in the state, and it's on the 4th of July every year, and it started. Anyone listening to this is going to be like, you should know all the Mountain Marathon facts, but it started a long time ago, and it was a bet in a bar, and there's a big mountain in Seward, Alaska, and they made a bet, could you get up and down it in under an hour? And since then, it's been a race, and people do make it up and down in under an hour. It's over 3,000 feet. You start at sea level, you start on the road, and you run up, and then you have to climb cliffs. You have to go up, you know, you're hunched over climbing up the mountain, and once you get to the top and your legs are screaming, then you run around the rock and where that picture was taken, and then you have to come down and you go through waterfalls, and it's a very exciting race to watch, and it's even more exciting to do it.
And it's definitely pretty intense. Just a couple of years ago, for folks that are listening, a gentleman ran that race and was lost and never found again. So it's a pretty big deal, isn't it?
It is, and that's exactly right. I was actually in the hospital down at MD Anderson in Texas going through treatment, watching the race online when that happened and when that guy went missing and then was never found. And then that's the same year that Matthew Kenny, he had a really bad fall and ended with a brain injury, and he had to go through a lot of treatment. I think he went down to Colorado, and this past year he came back and did the race, and I don't think anyone didn't have tears in their eyes as they watched him make it up and down that race or up and down that mountain with Brad Perkoski by his side. And I know he was on the front page of the paper, and what's really cool is Matt Kenny has a Be Alive sticker on his car because he gets it, you know, so he's definitely one of our people out there spreading the great message of Be Alive, and he lives it.
the Be Alive Ambassadors. What a cool thing to be involved with. So let's talk about that. As I mentioned, I was just so inspired when I read your guys' message this past weekend. Tell us the story, especially in regards to, you know, what you guys wrote in the About section on your Facebook page. And we're going to make sure we post a link to that page here on our show page. How did it get started, and what is it all about?
Well, you know, I mean, years ago, I had a little business. It was like a contracting business with Healthy Futures, which is a great organization that is still going on in Alaska to get kids out and be active. And I needed, like, to do it, I needed a business license. So I just was like, well, what am I going to name my business? And I wanted something inspiring. So I was like, oh, well, I'm just going to have a business name of Be Alive. Nobody knew it because it just was a name on a license, you know. Well, then I'm not connected to Healthy Futures anymore, but when I was diagnosed with cancer, I started treatment here in Alaska, and then unfortunately, my cancer was being stubborn, and I needed to have a stem cell transplant and lots more chemo and radiation. So we picked up, and with the support of awesome friends and family, and we went down to MD Anderson in Houston, Texas. And, of course, that's a big, you know, we didn't move. I mean, people moved into our house. They took care of our pets. And we just took off on a leap of faith that everything was going to fall into place and went down there. And people started, they wanted to do things to help. So people said, well, we're going to have fundraisers. We're going to make T-shirts to raise money for your family. And my cousin, Katie Monroe in Michigan, she said, well, what do you want on your T-shirt other than Team Casey was going to be on there? And I said, well, you know, put Be Alive. I mean, that's my motto, you know, put that down. So they put Team Casey and Be Alive on these green shirts, and the writing was in white. And then they wanted more, you know, something I wanted to give to people to hold on to. And so I said, we'll put down my own quote. And it's a quick quote, so I'll just read it to you. But what Be Alive means is, while you are alive, be alive in your life. Enjoy it, be passionate about what you do, and bring an exciting energy to those around you. And, you know, you don't have to have a longer quote, because Be Alive is just a statement in itself. But that's what's behind it, you know, is to get up each day and have purpose in your life and be alive.
That is so cool. And we're definitely happy to announce that that you whipped cancer. You've gotten rid of it, and you're doing things like you used to do. Can you give us an update on how you're doing after you went through your treatment down in Texas, and now you're back here in Alaska? When was that, and how are things going?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm doing great. And like I said, I was diagnosed in 2011. I had a six-month-old son, and which was crazy because I thought I was just going through, you know, after you have a kid, your body goes through lots of things. So I chalked it up to all that, but it didn't, you know, obviously didn't end up being that. And I went to the doctor. So I encourage everyone, you know, if you're not feeling right, go to the doctor, and hopefully things aren't like cancer, but, you know, it's good to get yourself checked out. But I went, and but I want to say a quick note that my mom came up to Alaska just for a two-week vacation. I went to the doctor because it was easy. She could watch my kids. And my mom ended up staying with me for a year. My dad came up too, but, you know, she didn't know when she packed her bag for 2 weeks that obviously I was going to get that diagnosis. But anyway, so I got that, started treatment here, had to go out of state because they don't even do stem cell, you know, we don't have stem cell transplants here, but had that in Texas. I think sometimes I forget, but I just looked and it was 33 chemos, 23 radiations, and I had a stem cell transplant. And, you know, they tell you it's going to take a while to recover. And I understand that, but I'm kind of stubborn in that, you know, I wanted to just push my body to what I could do. And I was so excited to start running again and do all that, but it does take a while. And even now I'm still recovering here at 2015. And I go for checkups every 6 months. I go down there, and actually I'm going to go here in February, and they do scans and just check me out, but I'm recovering, and it feels awesome.
That's so great, Casey. We're talking to Casey Randall today. She is spearheading a campaign in an organization called Be Alive. We're talking about that here on Mushing Radio. Can you share kind of your mode of thinking when you're going through all of that treatment, you know, and you're thinking about, you know, what's happening to yourself and to your body? What were you thinking about? What really got you through the day? Was it, you know, you hear all the stories on TV and on the internet about how people have persevered and pushed their way through. Do you have a story like that for yourself?
Well, you know, for a long time, it always seemed like a dream, you know, something I was going to wake up from. Probably a lot of people experience that where they're like, this isn't happening, or, you know, I'm going to wake up, it's going to be different. And, you know, I have the best family and friends for supports in my life, and no one ever let me ever think that we weren't going to get through this. You know, I mean, I'm sure people thought it. I mean, there's probably lots of people who are like, oh my gosh, cancer, what's going to happen? And is Casey going to die? And I mean, we're all going to die, right? But I was really hoping it wasn't going to be at that time. But along with my family and friends and people who just rallied together, you know, I always told people, they would say, you're so strong, Casey. How did you do that every day? And I was like, well, man, I couldn't get down because everybody around me was so positive and so, you know, pulling for us. And whether it was people bringing meals or people sending cards, or, I mean, Facebook would be blown up with just love and support. And I never will be able to thank all the people that did things for us. And we never even once asked for anything. It just came. And that's just the goodness of people wanting to give. And everything just, even from, you know, fundraisers. I mean, all of a sudden people just started sending us money to help, and then they organize things, and all of that just really keeps you going. So encouraging, if you're ever wondering how you can help someone, I mean, even just a card or, you know, a phone call, or it all adds up. And maybe this is a great way for me to give back, as Be Alive was born from it. And I'll never be able to touch all those people who touched me, but this is a good way to give back.
It is. And, you know, Casey, cancer hits so many of us. And, you know, you and I shared my part of the story on Facebook just this afternoon. You know, I lost a really good friend just this past summer. You know, the spring before, he was a happy, healthy guy. And then very quickly, by the end of the summer, he had been diagnosed and he was gone. And it's just so amazing how fast this illness takes hold of us, and, you know, just shakes our society by the core. And the folks that beat it and survive, they're such an inspiration to all of us. And you're one of those. You're one of those that are fighting the fight, as they say. And I got to commend you on that, and all of the folks that have done what you have. It's just so remarkable to hear the comeback stories. You know, in Mushing, of course, everybody knows, you know, the Lance Mackey story and how he beat cancer. And there's so many folks in the Mushing community that this has affected in one way or the other. And I just have to say, you're an inspiration to me, and I'm sure you're an inspiration to a lot of people out there.
Well, thank you so much. And it's I'm very humbled. You know, And of course, you know, I mean, I believe in God, and I, you know, I give so much thanks, and I'm so grateful every day for, I feel like I've been gifted with so many things. And of course, I want to just pay all that forward and share it. And, you know, it's funny you mentioned Lance Mackey, because I mean, he's an inspiration, and I've read his book, and I was actually reading his book. Someone had given it to me when I was on my own cancer journey, and you know, I jumped on a plane and I went myself down to MD Anderson. My family soon followed, but I needed to get down there and get things, you know, meet with the doctors, and they needed to get things set up. So I jumped on a plane by myself, which was a crazy adventure, you know, just going off. And I got there, and here I am. I think the second day I was down there, it was right before my doctor appointments, in this new place. I didn't know anybody. And here I am sitting eating breakfast. And I was actually reading, I was just at the end of Lance Mackey's book. And this is going to sound so crazy, but the world just lines up how it's supposed to, you know. But my phone dings, and it was a message on Facebook, and it was a message from Lance. And he was just giving me these, you know, like the pep talk, the you can do this. And it was just such a perfect timing. And of course, from such a person that, you know, in the mushing world, in the athletic world, you know, he's a symbol of that strength. And so that was, holy cow, if I didn't have, you know, the biggest smile on my face walking in to meet my doctors that day. So it's amazing what people can do to lift other people's spirits.
Very cool story. Thanks for sharing that, Casey. So your campaign that you're doing now, one of the things that you're trying to promote is get out there and be alive, get out there and be active, get out there and live life to the absolute fullest. And you have pictures on your Facebook page of taking hikes and doing all of these things, as we mentioned, atop Mount Marathon. Is that kind of your message, to get out there and just kind of just take the bull by the horns and do what you got to do and live life to the fullest?
Exactly. I mean, and you know, it is so neat to see people when they see, like, I have a Be Alive license plate. I mean, I have a Be Alive tattoo. It's pretty a passionate part of our lives. My husband has a tattoo. I think 7 other people have tattoos too. It's growing. But yeah, when people see that, you know, people will even do like fist bumps in the air and they're like, Be Alive, you know, they get it. And for the people who get it, I think it just sends that message and kind of changes them in that, yeah, get up each day. And we all have our routines. I mean, we have things we do that maybe we're not so excited about. Ooh, I got to go to my job, or and then other people love their jobs. But, you know, climbing mountains, dancing in your living room, you know, doing something new, just be alive in your life. And one, I remember talking to somebody a while back and they were like, well, what's the alternative to be dead? And I'm like, well, no, it's not that. It's that you can wake up every day and you can really not be alive in your life. And if you make that your choice, then exciting things start to happen. And I've seen a lot of people who, you know, they'll tell me like, gosh, I'm so inspired by this. And I've sat on my couch and I wasn't a runner, and now I'm getting up and I'm walking and then I'm running. And then, you know, oh my gosh, where else are they going to go on great adventures?
Right. And, you know, there's a lot of organizations like that out there that do so much good. You know, you think about all of those, you know, 5K races and the 10Ks and the marathons and all of those things that are promoting good for one cause or another. And people are, you know, they're feeling accomplished by doing accomplishments, whether it be something as simple as you know, taking your kids a walk around the block or a marathon. Just getting out there and enjoying life and being a part of it, I think, is what this is all about. And what a great message to promote to all of us. You know, it's never too late to get out there and do what you have to do. Is that right?
Exactly. Yes, and people who, you know, might be sitting around and saying, I wish I would have done that, or, no, I'm too old to do this. And, you know, you never are. And we have people who are out there inspiring us all the time that prove that completely wrong. And I love hearing the stories. And people, of course, they who know me and who have been introduced to me, they pass on their stories. They pass on their pictures. And, again, it humbles me that they're so inspired, and yet I am so inspired back by them. So it's
right.
Yeah, it's a great message. And go ahead.
So Casey, you had mentioned wanting to start a nonprofit for this in the future. What is your ultimate goal? What do you see you know, in the next 3, 4, 5 years of this little organization that I assume pretty much started on the kitchen table, like so many small businesses, and it's just kind of taken off from there? Where do you see yourself and with this in the next 3, 4, 5 years from now?
You know, it's funny that you should ask me that, because we just had a gift of an evening the other night. Our neighbors, our friends from long ago with Charlie Boulding and his wife. So it's funny. Of course, this is all, you know, mushing, so it's all connected with the mushing community. But we had never met Charlie before, but we always had followed him and cheered him on. And so our neighbors had invited us over to meet them. And it was funny because my husband's sitting down and he's talking with Charlie, and they have no idea that they gave us this great message. But when we left the other night, we were like, wow, we just got such a gift, because Charlie talked about letting things evolve. And talking about how people have these 5-year plans or these 10-year plans, or businesses have all this money and they start up these things and then they, you know, don't turn out how they wanted and they wonder why. And so we're kind of just saying, we're passionate about this. We love this. This is something we're very invested in. We're going to let it evolve. We're not going to sit back and do nothing. But I think nonprofit is the way to go because that passion is there. And, you know, any funds that we can obviously make to keep us going, because, you know, right now we just put our own money into it. And we love giving away the stickers, but we're excited to make T-shirts. And, well, we already have a T-shirt, but we're excited to make just the Be Alive, you know. The Team Casey won't be there because it's not about me anymore. It's about, you know, the message to everybody. So I guess hopes with a nonprofit, maybe just right now thinking that down the road, that can help give back to people who have been through illnesses and, you know, they're trying to get back to, you know, being alive in their life. And I don't know, I could just see it being really cool. I mean, we live in a cool place, Alaska, where people can come up and have adventures, you know, the same as other places too.
Very cool
stuff. I don't know if that was a good answer.
No, that's great. And, you know, I hope that we're able to promote your message as best as we can here on the radio. And as you mentioned, you know, Hugh is going to have a patch on his sled, and hopefully we can do something to promote you guys on the Junior Iditarod in a couple of weeks. And I saw a picture that you guys have some stickers on the other big event here in Alaska, the Iron Dog competition. For folks that don't know what that is, it's a sled dog race from the Anchorage area to Nome, and then from Nome all the way to Fairbanks. Almost, I don't know, what is that, 1,500 miles or so on a snow machine, and they do it in like 4, 5, 6 days?
Yeah, I think it's actually, gosh, how far, I think it's like, wait, how far is it? We should know this.
It's long,
my brain
and
just
it's
like
fast.
It's a long race, yes. And so, yeah, it goes from Big Lake to Nome to Fairbanks, and yeah, and a friend, you know, he gave him some stickers the other day, and he's like, I'm going to put these on my sled. And I'm so pumped. I had no idea they were going to be right there front and center. And so, you know, Out Cold Racing is the name of their team, and Jared Vaughn and Jeff Krause. And, you know, they're going to be speeding along. It might be like a blur, hard to see, but Be Alive is going to be with them the whole way. So that's very exciting.
That is exciting, and as you mentioned, Casey, it's more a lifestyle than it is a message, isn't it?
Yes, and it's a choice. I mean, it's just like having that good attitude, and you know, I've heard people say everybody is given the same 24 hours in a day, and you know, getting up and you know, just making that choice. Hey, I'm gonna be alive in my life, and I'm not just gonna go through life and let all the little things bug me. And I think it gives you strength to start thinking that way. It is a lifestyle. And I think, and I hope that if that message reaches more people, then, you know, they'll start having that attitude and just like a habit, you do it and then you're living it. And all of a sudden you're hopefully happier and spreading that inspiration to others.
Well, you're definitely doing that for sure. So we have about a minute left, and I definitely want to ask if you have any final thoughts. But my last question is, are you going to be racing up that mountain on July 4th?
I am, and I'm telling you, I've got a ways to go. You know, my lungs and my heart, you know, they're not what they used to be, but I really have high aspirations that I can be better than I once was. And I'm very excited, and I'm going to carry that banner on the road, running down with all those wonderful crowds in Seward and Mount Marathon and spreading that message this year. And it's very exciting to, I feel like it's a gift to do that. Every day is a gift, and I plan on continuing to be alive, you know, each
awesome.
Day.
Awesome. Good stuff. Anything else before we close, Casey?
Well, I want to thank you for having me. And, oh my gosh, I just, like I said, I feel very honored, and I'm very thankful for where I'm at in life, and I'm definitely praying for so many people going through cancer and other things in their life right now.
Well, thank you very much for joining us. Casey Ann Randall is our guest today, and her organization and campaign is called Be Alive. It is on Facebook. Just search for that on Facebook, and we'll make sure that we pass along a link on our show page. Casey, it's been a pleasure. We'll talk again soon, okay?
Thank you so much. I hope you have a great day.
Thank you. Casey Ann Randall is our guest today. Talk to you guys soon. Goodbye.